We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org. Lord Maker, what I could never be.
Well, hi there. This is Carla Thomas. And if you didn't know it, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis. You're raised by sound.
This is The Early Word brought to you by The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Good morning, Memphis. It's Tuesday, March 18th, and if you had too many green beers last night, pour yourself an extra cup of coffee. It's going to be a busy one. Lawmakers are expected to take up Representative Mark White's proposal for a state takeover of Memphis Shelby County schools, and the Memphis City Council will get an update today on all those bus routes that the Memphis Area Transit Authority's been lying about. Two wrongs don't make a right. Those were the words of Memphis Shelby County Schools Board Member Michelle McKissick yesterday during a rally in opposition to a state takeover of the MSCS board. McKissick was one of three MSCS board members who voted to retain former Superintendent Marie Fagans, which is at the heart of the state proposal set to be discussed today by Tennessee lawmakers. But both Fagans supporters and detractors showed up at the rally to oppose the takeover proposal. If passed, it would strip the MSCS board of most of its power, and nine appointed board members would have the authority over the elected board. The Shelby County Commission voted down a one-month moratorium on its community grant program yesterday. That's the one at the heart of Commissioner Edmund Ford Jr.'s federal bribery and tax evasion case. He's accused of accepting kickbacks from grants he pushed for. But a commission ad hoc committee is still set to discuss the grant program tomorrow. The commission did move ahead on ethics board changes, though, but not without a lot of discussion around a purported rivalry between Ford and County Mayor Lee Harris. Another county commission news, most commissioners voted against giving themselves a pay raise. If you live in DeSoto County and need to get rid of that old gym equipment you bought during the pandemic, here's your chance. DeSoto County Spring Cleanup Week runs through March 23rd, and residents are encouraged to bring large waste items that don't fit in trash cans to one of 14 sites around the county. That includes furniture, fencing, lumber, limbs, and leaves, but if you've got hazardous waste, you'll have to stash that in your garage for a while. Next year, you can watch Marty McFly go back in time on the big stage. Back to the Future is part of the Orpheum Theater's 2025-2026 Broadway season lineup, which was announced last night in a special reveal party. Other shows include the new musical Anne Juliet, a far less tragic twist on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, with music from Britney Spears, NSYNC, and the like. See the full lineup and read other stories at dailymemphian.com.
Celebrating the sounds of Memphis for 21 years, welcome to another episode of Bill Street Caravan.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Bill Street Caravan is provided by the AutoZone Corporation. AutoZone, parts are just part of what we do.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Bill Street Caravan, we'll have a double feature with Merge Records recording artist, The Raining Sound, and Decca Universal recording artist, Lucy Woodward.
Bill Street Caravan contributor, Preston Lauterbach, will join us again to continue his series, The Chitlin' Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll.
That's all coming up right now on Bill Street Caravan.
Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hey, Kevin.
We're back at our favorite little dive bar in Memphis, Tennessee. What's the name of it?
Don't know, don't care. Locals, of course, call it DKDC.
Our engineering team is especially fond of it, which is strange because DKDC presents serious challenges when we record. Like we mentioned on the show many times in the past, DKDC is small. It's a tiny bar. The audience is right on top of the band, and when we're there, we've got microphones and boom stands everywhere. Setup can be quite interesting.
Oh, but the sound.
Yes.
The sound is so good there. It must be all the wood, all the bodies packed into a place absorbing all the sound reflections, or maybe it's the hospitality. All that good Southern hospitality plays a trick on your ears.
It's probably a little of both. On today's show, we'll feature two acts we captured at DKDC, The Raining Sound and Lucy Woodward. And we'll sit down with the creative genius behind DKDC, Memphis restaurateur Karen Carrier, and talk to her about the role of these special night spots in the fabric of a creative community and how they foster the local music scene.
Up first is Greg Cartwright's The Raining Sound, one of Memphis's most beloved music exports. The Raining Sound rose from the ashes of the garage rock pioneers, the Oblivions. Over the past couple of decades, the group has seen lineup changes and relocated to Asheville, North Carolina.
But what makes this performance extra special is that we have Greg reunited with the original Memphis lineup. Jeremy Scott on bass, Alex Green on keys, and Greg Roberson on drums.
Let's get to it, shall we? Here's The Raining Sound at Bar DKDC live on Beale Street Caravan.
Thank you.
Here's more from The Raining Sound, live on Bill Street Caravan.
Don't you give me nothing at all.
find someone new this time. I won't be here at all. The wind is high, and if I try to bend, I'll break. You told me lies when I was young, but I'm not young anymore. Honey, get your foot out of my door. If you can give me everything, and don't you give me nothing at all. If you find someone new this time, here at all.
She said it's hot and cold, and that's exactly how. the boys all sit and cry. They're charming and good looking, but she yawns and walks right back because she's bored. So bored with you. Well, now let this be a lesson to each Romeo and hipster. You'd have to do much better if you want to date my sister. She's bored. So bored with you. And I said, you don't give her anything. She can look forward to. She's bored, so bored with you. I said she's bored, so bored with you.
That was The Raining Sound at Bar DKDC live on Bill Street Caravan.
We'll be back with music from Lucy Woodward in just a few minutes.
But first, we're going to turn it over to Bill Street Caravan contributor Preston Lauterbach as he explores the fascinating subjects of his book, The Chitlin' Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll.
Some of the most fun I had while writing the book, The Chitlin' Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll, was having opportunities to meet Chitlin' Circuit veterans and to hear their war stories. Guys like Emerson Able, who'd played saxophone for Beale Street Kingpin Sunbeam Mitchell during the 40s, shared incredible insights into a lost world that are not available anywhere else. And I could have never written the book without witnesses like that stepping forward to testify. Now, two of them who made a profound impression both on me and the book were, one, the most important drummer you may not have heard of, Howard Grimes, and two, a big band leader who'd been active during the World War II era, named Sax Carey.
Daughter, that's your red wagon now. Daughter, that's your red wagon now. Daughter, that's your red wagon now. Don't cry to me, can't help you now.
That's Swingin' Sax Carey and his orchestra with Gloria Irving's vocal performing Daughter, That's Your Red Wagon, a top 10 rhythm and blues hit released in 1946. I met Sax Carey exactly 60 years after that song came out, and by that time he had also recorded for Chess Records, managed Della Reese, produced a hit record for the Falcons, written the score for a blaxploitation film, and produced hip-hop lyrics for Rock Candy Records in New York. He had also worked as a bagman, delivering payola to disc jockeys, a straight man, setting up jokes for the comedian Mantan Moreland, and a record shop owner. His list of friends went back to the vaudeville era when Butterbeans and Susie were his neighbors. He never became famous or wealthy, but he never gave up trying. When we met, he was living in a beat-up trailer in Florida that was full of musical instruments and recording gadgets and his old master tapes. He spent all of his time writing lyrics and recording demos. I was at my wit's end trying to figure out where to begin this Chitlin' Circuit book when someone passed along his number. I called Sax and he told me, I worked for the man who invented the Chitlin' Circuit. I drove right down to see him. Though he knew I wanted stories from the past, the first thing he did was try to get me to become his manager. He said, this is the easiest business in the world to make money in. I'm going to tell you something you don't know. You got no competition. He eventually got around to telling me his story. It was a huge breakthrough for me, as I never would have been able to pinpoint the circuit's beginnings without Sax. He described how it had begun, how it functioned, and as a jack of all trades, he had perspective on every aspect of the circuit, from travel to how much money musicians earned in the 40s, and he recalled the philosophy of the day. He said the Chitlin' Circuit was never about making big money. It was about making constant money. His mentor was the original Chitlin' Circuit kingpin, Denver Ferguson, an Indianapolis racketeer who organized the traveling band business in the South. A piece of Ferguson advice to Sax about where to have his concerts to avoid the tax man stuck with me throughout my research. Go to the nondescript places, like Indianapolis, which without Sax Carey was a place I never would have thought to look for the roots of the Chitlin' Circuit.
Listen to me, baby.
I That's O.V. Wright doing Ace of Spades. The drummer on the track is Howard Grimes. Like Sax Carey, Howard had seen things that never made the newspaper or history books. Howard had not witnessed the beginning of the circuit, but instead a major transition in the black music business as records became more lucrative than the road. Howard began his career drumming in Memphis nightclubs during the mid-1950s, and from behind the kit, he witnessed the rise of Memphis soul. As a bit of a prodigy, Howard found work with the Rufus Thomas Band before going on the road in 1958 in a small combo with Memphis kingpin Sunbeam Mitchell as the manager. The main attraction on that show was an exotic dancer called Miss Shakewright. Howard watched in amazement as Miss Shakewright did her thing. He said she'd be out there dancing, splitting and wiggling her hips. She'd lay down on the floor, take a light bulb, put it in a certain place, and it would jump on and off. I'm thinking she got something hot down there. Though not yet out of high school, Howard was on his way down the Chitlin' Circuit, though his path would lead away from Sunbeam Mitchell in time to Willie Mitchell. Willie had begun his career as a band leader in the 1940s and played trumpet on B.B. King's record 3 O'Clock Blues in 1951. In the early 60s, he was producing records for the Home of the Blues label down on Beale Street. Meanwhile, Howard was establishing himself as the house drummer at Stax Records in South Memphis, where he laid down the beat on hits like Rufus and Carla Thomas's 'Cause I Love You.
Let me tell you, hurting, laying deep down inside. Baby,
baby,
hold you by my side. 'Cause I love you,
I love you.
'Cause I love you,
I love you.
'Cause I love you,
'cause I love you.
'Cause I love you,
yes, I love
you. 'Cause I love you, and I'll never let you go.
Now, as Howard tells it, he wasn't home one afternoon when Stax called for some session work, and they found Al Jackson Jr. first. Jackson became the drummer in the Stax house band, Booker T and the MGs, and from there became an icon of soul music. Howard went back to the nightclubs and was playing at the Thunderbird Lounge in Memphis in 1966 when a guitarist named Teenie Hodges heard him. From there, Howard became a member of another iconic soul band, the High Rhythm Section. Willie Mitchell had become the producer at High Records, less than a mile from Stax Studios in South Memphis. Mitchell cultivated the High Rhythm Section like an orchestra and developed his own distinctive soul sound to compete hit for hit with his neighborhood rivals over at Stax. Willie had a sense of humor that was every bit as keen as his touch as a producer. When listening to a playback of one of the High Rhythm Section's early sessions, Willie gave Howard Grimes the nickname he's still known by today. Willie said, "Listen to that foot on the kick drum. When he clamps down on the beat, he's locked in like a bulldog." Bulldog Grimes and High Rhythm got off on the right foot, recording hit instrumentals with Willie Mitchell like Soul Serenade, 30, 60, 90, and Prayer Meeting. The group proved to be versatile and fresh as they played on hit records behind vocalists like Ann Peebles, I Can't Stand the Rain, O.V. Wright's Eight Men and Four Women. And they started every song off the same with Willie Mitchell calling from the control room, "Count us off, Mr. Dog."
Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Oh. For Beale Street Caravan, this is Preston Lauterbach, author of The Chitlin' Circuit and The Road to Rock and Roll.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets.
Go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
You can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's a lot more music to come.
You're listening to the sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan.
Thank you.
AutoZone is proud to support Bill Street Caravan and other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Bill Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, we're about to hear from Lucy Woodward. But first, we're going to sit down with Karen Carrier, proprietor of Bar DKDC and one of the best all-around Memphians we know. The Caravan records all over Memphis and the Mississippi Delta, and over the past couple of years, DKDC has become one of our most reliable stops, and there's good reason for this.
Vibe, mystique, personality, hospitality. There's a genius that goes into creating the perfect night spot. It takes a special kind of person to do it. And what we're most interested in is how this ripples out into the community, especially with creatives and musicians to create a scene. This week's Bill Street Caravan show was recorded at DKDC, a little bar in the middle of Midtown Memphis that we have recorded actually a lot of artists at. Today we have in the studio with us the owner of DKDC. It was her vision, Karen Carrier.
Hey, Pat.
So DKDC has been a favorite place to record for us. And it's a place where people like to hang out.
Yep.
So what does DKDC stand for? Let's start there.
Well, it means don't know, don't care. So when I hit a certain age,
Memphis.
I hit a certain age and I've been in this business a long time, I decided I could name something, anything I wanted. And I just was like, people go, what's the name of it? I went, well, I don't know. I don't care. And then I was like, oh, that's perfect. I'll just put the initials in there. And that's how it really came to be.
So before that, you had a small restaurant in there, very popular. So why at the height of success as a restaurateur did you say, you know what? We're just going to make this a cool bar to go to and have live music.
And I wanted a place where it was just a bar, but it was a music venue. Mm-hmm. Because I grew up here in the 60s, and I used to hang out at Club Paradise back in the old days, sneak in, see James Brown at the old Goodwill Reviews, listen to like all these great garage bands in the 60s that I grew up with. Stax was huge then, Beautiful Sounds, you know, American Studio. It was so much going on here. And I just, that's what I wanted. And so I was like, screw it, we'll just reinvent it. We closed it down for 2 months, reopened, and that's how Bar DKDC was invented. It really just came out of shooting from the hip.
What's the capacity officially supposed to be?
If we take everything out, that means we take the banquettes and put them in my van and drive them off, mm-hmm. we can fit 100 people standing. We have done that before, and it's wild. But I'm from Memphis, lived in New York in the 80s. The clubs were little. I mean, yeah, I remember CBGBs in the 70s, and I remember these funky little clubs. And I love that feel of, you know, the smaller, it just feels warm. If you walk into DK now, people go, Karen, what's the deal with the sound? It happens a lot. People ask me that. Like, I did that for a reason. You know, like, I'd made the sound work. I did not. That was totally unexpected. Like, Harlan T. Bobo helped me lay a fence from the back behind the beauty shop. I wanted to put the fence on the floor back during Do Sushi. Then I decided to put a lot of my son's paintings, he lives in Brooklyn, he's a painter, on the wall. Somehow all this stuff worked to create this amazing sound. Mm-hmm. So I remember Scott Bomar walking in there once and he was like, man, I got a 9-piece band. It sounds amazing in here. How does it sound so good? I go, I don't know. It just happens to work.
So the universe worked with you.
Absolutely. My guardian angels were there.
It's one of those clubs that you have no idea what you're going to see. The thing that gets me is not the variety, but when I do walk in the club and the space where the band can sit, it comfortably holds 3 people. Right. However, I've seen 5-piece bands.
Oh, yeah.
Horns, everything. Squeeze up there. No one cares.
Yep.
No one cares. No. It's all about the performance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I brought Mystic Bowie in. He lives in Connecticut. His band's from Jamaica. 9-piece. Bomar brought in a 9-piece band. We've had all the Mud Boy, the true Sons of Mud Boy, with all their friends. So for me, Memphis has an amazing thing going on here right now. It's almost like it's just bubbling over with the music scene. And I remember it happened in the 70s. I remember it happening in the 80s. I moved to New York in the 80s, came back in the 90s. I'm telling you, right now, we're bursting out the seams with what's happening.
There's definitely a vibe there, and it feels very Memphis when you go there.
Yes, it does.
And having a place where the interesting thing is the mixture of people also that are in the audience. When
Absolutely.
You look around, you see the artist, you see the banker, you see
right.
the, you know, I mean,
I
it's
love
just,
that. I
it's
love
just a little
that.
Everybody, you know.
And you see a lot of local musicians who come to hear the other local musicians or who come to hear the bands from out of town. I really like when I see that. The City Champs did a pop-up show there a week ago, Sunday night, and every musician from Memphis was in there. I turned around and went, holy crap, what's going on here? I mean, it was great. It was just, you know, like George Slupik moved back from L.A. and he introduced us to Lucy Woodward, who he played with in L.A. And so these connections of the people who travel from Memphis, other places, have brought more in here. And I'm telling you, the public is eating it up. They love it. And they love supporting it.
When you go there, you never know what you might see.
Right.
You know, you never know what could happen. There's this sense of like, if you see something strange, people come in dressed in character, dressed as cartoon characters, you go, oh, okay.
That's normal.
Yeah. And the last time the Mighty Souls Brass Band played there, they did a procession up the street into the bar. So they're, you know, they
it
had
was a
like,
protest.
Yeah.
It was for the Women's March and a protest for what's happening in America. I mean, people have things to say, and we just give them a platform to just let it happen.
Well, that's, the drinks are good too.
that does help. And we have some really cute bartenders.
Yeah, and you're, the people who work there love music also.
Absolutely.
And that has a lot to do with it.
That's so, the beauty of it, is the people that sort of been cultivated into this family there, they love what's going on there. And they have been really the seeds that have kept it going and mm-hmm. have really brought it up. And it's just going. It's just, it feels like this great bus that just keeps moving around, you know, sort of like the Bill Street Caravan.
Well, with that, we are going to get back to more music from Lucy Woodward. Thank you, Karen Carrier, for
coming
in.
Thank you, Pat.
Now we are going to hear another artist we captured at DKDC, Lucy Woodward. Lucy is in town touring behind her most recent album, Till They Bang on the Door.
Her live show is pretty impressive. The girl can sing, as we say around here.
That plus, Lucy has incredible songwriting chops. She's won BMI Songwriter Awards, contributed songs to countless soundtracks, so her repertoire and her creative range is just mind-blowing to me. But in her solo work, she channels all of that through this gritty jazz and blues approach.
It's like big band jazz pop coming at you from a dive bar blues combo.
It's pretty awesome. It's her first time on the program, and I think our listeners are really going to dig it.
Here's Lucy Woodward at Bar DKDC live on Bill Street Caravan.
Should I let myself go? No. that's much too much, too much, too much, too much.
Men,
I'll be your husband if you be my wife.
You know. chance. It's their turn.
I'll be your husband there too. Be my wife.
I think the ladies are winning. That's what, yeah. Please don't treat me so doggone mean. Please don't treat me so doggone mean. Please don't treat me so doggone mean. You're the meanest man that I ever did see. Oh, baby, now, now, love me good. Oh, baby, now, now, love me good. Oh, baby, now, now, love me good. Oh, baby, now, now, love me good.
Oh, baby, now, now, love me good.
Oh, baby, now, now, love me good.
Oh, baby, now, now, love me good.
Oh, you got to love me.
Oh, baby,
oh, love me good.
Here's more from Lucy Woodward at Bar DKDC, live on Bill Street
Thank
Caravan.
You. Ready?
I used to work through my emotions, playing my flute, and harmonize the moan of the vacuum. Everything I did, I had to count by twos, because I had OCD. And an odd and odd number, I'd be screwed. It's hard as hell to be normal with a non-stop band in your mind. Hey, circus freak, I set you free, 'cause I'm as weird as you. What do you want me to say? I'm not doing so good today, but I could lie and tell you what you wanna hear. What do you expect me to do? Get on my knees and cry for you. Would I have finally found a way without you? You don't have to call anymore to check up on me while I'm in the middle of a slow recovery. The doctor says I need to take better care of me, and I'm trying. There's a pill I could take, so I forget about you 3 times a day. It might help me make it through the night.